Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 42, verses 5 and 6. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My dear brothers and sisters, David was in dire straits at the moment. He was deep down in despair and discouragement, and he cried out unto the Lord, but yet he reminded himself in the Lord that who he is, and he declared the goodness of God upon his own life. My dear brothers and sisters, Charles Spurgeon, the noted English Baptist pastor, once gave the similar advice: if you tell your troubles to God, you put them into the grave. If you roll your burden anywhere else, it will roll back again. We will never be able to escape the troubles that life brings, but we can always turn to the Lord for strength and deliverance and then leave it there. When we cannot calmly leave our burdens and affairs in God's hands, we are often tempted to use wrong means to solve our problems, such as relying upon our human wisdom rather than God's guidance. We need to seek relief for our problems by giving them over to God. That's why the Bible records, cast your burdens unto the Lord. You know, cast your anxieties unto the Lord. And it's very important that we do so, because the Lord reminds us that He is our God. He will never allow the righteous man to perish. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 22, in Isaiah chapter 26, 3 and 4, he says, He will keep him in perfect peace, him whose mind is stayed on God. Hallelujah. In Philippians 4, 6, he says, and in 4, 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men, for Jesus is coming soon. For Christ is at hand. Then he says, be not be anxious for anything, but in everything, let your prayer and petitions be made known unto God with thanksgiving. Then the peace of God that transcends all understanding will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So how can we cast all our burden unto the Lord? I would recommend that you do a stock take of your mental list, right? Make a mental list, write it down, of your problems and anxieties that are troubling you, and ask God to show you how to discard these from your mind's preoccupation and simply to leave them with Him. God has said nothing to do about it. Hallelujah. Your cares, your troubles, your worries, your anxieties, you're supposed to write it down, make a mental list, and commit it and cast it, like you throw it like a sack of bag, hallelujah, you throw it out at the feet of the Lord and cast it on Him. That's what He's saying. He's your burden bearer and He loves you dearly. So be encouraged, be strong. I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by Charles Tinley, and he says, if the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with the meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And the song, the chorus goes, leave it there, leave it there, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that who you are and what you are in our lives. You are a burden bearer. Lord, you bore our sickness, you bore our curse, you bore our poverty, you bore everything that is evil. Lord, you bore death and, Lord, everything for us, so that we will live a free life in you, that we will live a rich life in you, that we, Lord, will live clothed in beauty and holiness and righteousness, that we will rejoice in the presence of God. And I pray that today you will bless us, lead us, guide us, O Father, to understand that if you can take care of a little bird in the air and feed it, O Lord, how much more you will take care of us. For we are more valuable than the birds of the air and than the lilies of the field. I pray, give us that assurance in our spirit. Holy Spirit of God, I pray, give us that assurance to every man and woman of God in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what I pray. Lord God Almighty, today, O Father, we cast our burdens unto you. I pray the Lord you will bless your people. Oh Father, as they step out to the jobs, the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray you will bless them and be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from the evil one. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole, and we thank you for that, to God. Today is the day of salvation, and your people will enjoy it. We give you the praise. Today is the day that they will live a life worry-free, anxiety-free, trouble-free, sickness-free, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will receive all glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.